hometown tradition, playing under the bright lights in front of family and friends, for the pride and the glory, for the name across the front of the jersey. Eagle Country 99.3 is your home for East Central, Lawrenceburg, Milan, and South Dearborn sports. The games on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CASA of Dearborn County, the City of Lawrenceburg, the Dearborn County Health Department, DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, Gehring Heating and Cooling in Batesville, Hag Ford in Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Sieg Surveying, Manchester Metals 48, IU East, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, Wardway Fuels, and Ortho Cincy.
The hometown tradition continues right now on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to High School Hoops on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com. Alongside Bill Smith, I'm Double T Travis Fair, coming to you live from Dixie Heights High School in Edgewood, Kentucky, where tonight one of the best in southeastern Indiana will take on one of the best in northern Kentucky as the East Central Lady Trojans at 13-7 take on the host Dixie Heights Lady Colonels at 9-5 on the season. Wednesday night tilt here, Bill, should be a good one. These are two very good teams here in the area.
Yeah, two very good girls basketball teams. It's always kind of interesting to broadcast a game that I've never been to the gym before.
Same. Absolutely. And I kind of find it interesting that there's not more matchups between teams in northern Kentucky and southeastern Indiana. We might talk about that a little bit more as the broadcast goes on.
Some of those matchups we have over in Indiana.
Absolutely, but these two teams are no strangers to one another. They have split the last four meetings, alternating wins, so if history is to repeat itself, that would lend towards the home team here this evening. But last season, a 10-point win for East Central, 60-50 behind 20 points from Josie Trable, Caitlin Dick. Had 16 points, knocked down four threes, and then now playing college ball. Hope Fox was good in that game as well with a double-double. But if you look back at the history, Bill, they've alternated wins over the past 4 years. So best of five series, it's kind of the rubber match this evening.
A rubber match and maybe a rival in the making. You know, yeah. Close ball games like that 4 years in a row.
And for both of these coaching staffs, I think they like playing one another because the competition is so great. They've played close games, and they make each other better. Specifically here late in the season where East Central's getting a little bit closer to playoff time. But in these four meetings, Josie Trable's played in three of them. She'll play in her fourth here tonight. She has failed to get 20 points once. That's the time that East Central lost during her stretch of a high school career. So we think that that might be into the Hag Ford keys to the game a little bit later on.
You think Dixie Heights might be aware of Josie just a little bit, maybe?
I would hope so. We're going to talk a little bit more about Josie as the broadcast rolls on. She is a three-time All-State player and probably going towards a fourth-year All-State, maybe even in the conversation for Ms. Basketball in Indiana. But for East Central, winners their last time out, 53-36 over a solid Rushville team that we might see at the sectional coming up in a few weeks. Josie Trable, a double-double in that game, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Lainey Baker with 15 and Caitlin Dick with 9 on three threes. Those have been the three that have kind of powered this Lady Trojans team so far this year. They got other capable scorers, but when those three play really well, East Central's very tough to beat.
Yeah, Lady Trojans going to rely on their three best scorers again tonight. A very good, as you said, a very good Dixie Heights team they face tonight.
They will get a little help tonight. We'll see how much she's able to play, but Julia Thiemann is expected back for the Trojans. She has not played this season, recovering from a right knee injury that has kept her out all year long, but she will likely provide a boost even if she's out there for minimal minutes here this evening. More on that. But like you said, at their best, Trable, Baker, Dick scoring the ball well. They combine for about 40 points per game. That's 77% of East Central's scoring. So they're going to need Carly Davis, Emily Klim, some of those young ladies to step up and score some baskets when they play really good teams.
All right, and you're going to need your ball handlers. If anything like the JV's contest, we saw that the Dixie Heights team likes to throw a full court press, so you're going to need your best ball handlers out there again tonight.
And looking beyond this game, just five games left in the regular season for the Lady Trojans. They got a tough matchup on Saturday at Talawanda out of Ohio. They'll play at Lawrenceburg next week in an EIAC tilt. Bedford North Lawrence, who, again, the Central no stranger with that team. Connersville to round it out. They got to win one of two to win the EIAC the rest of the way, but they want to go ahead and win that undefeated this year. That conference championship well within reach and would be their third in a row and seventh since Coach Moore took over the program. But the focus on Dixie Heights here tonight, and this is a very good team, 9-5. That's still a very good record, but if you look at the five losses they've had this year, they're two very, very good teams. But this Dixie Heights team, they're ranked number 12 in the RPI in Kentucky out of 266 teams. So that tells you right now, they're very, very good.
Yeah, even if we're not familiar with their competition that they play all the time, when you're 12th out of that many schools, you're getting it done.
And last Friday, they did fall to Ryle, 61-51, just another one of those good teams they lost to. Ryle, number 8 in the RPI. Dixie actually had a 5-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Route scored 23-8 in that final frame. So they've had some time to stew on that. I'm sure Coach wasn't very happy about the fourth quarter. Players probably not as well. So they're anxious to get this one started and maybe get that bad taste out of their mouth.
Yeah, in season, that's a long time to sit on a loss. Usually, you know, a couple nights off, boom, you're right back at it. That's a long time to sit on it.
Similar to East Central, looking at the Dixie Heights star players, Ella Dzinski at 13 points per game, Samantha Berman at 16 points per game. They also have Coralie Pelfrey, who averages about 8.5. That is 37 points per game between those three, 65% of Dixie's offense. So I don't want to make it a 3-on-3 game here tonight. There's certainly going to be others that have to step up for both of these teams, but similar to East Central, they got a three-headed monster there.
Right, and a game like this, there's always going to be somebody that steps up that we might not even mention. But you have to look at those stats. You know, the three best players on both teams going head-to-head, it's going to be fun to watch.
They're going to be the focal point defensively for each of these teams, the three that we mentioned for both sides. But looking like it's going to be a fantastic matchup here this evening in Edgewood. A good midweek tilt on your hometown radio station. We will step aside for a break. When we come back, we will chat with East Central head coach Kevin Moore. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, we want to make your visit as convenient and easy as possible by offering you convenient ways to refill your prescriptions without waiting for them at the counter. Call us ahead of your arrival with your prescription numbers so we can have them ready when you arrive. You can visit our website at DevillePharmacies.com or download our free app where you can reorder refills at any time of the day or night. DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun want to make your visit to the pharmacy as seamless as possible. DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, your family's hometown pharmacy.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately. You. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2023, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milam. To find a provider near you, visit us online at mmhealth.org.
Manchester Metals 48 in Sunman is where you need to go to bring your quality-built Gray Riposte Buildings pole barn or barn dominium to life. Schedule a free consultation. Pick from 28 different colors, including camouflage, live pricing, and delivery to your door within a week, including instructions all the way down to the last screw. They can even find someone to build it for you and provide you with a quote to take to the bank. Make your pole barn or barn dominium a reality at Manchester Metals 48, designing your dreams with the Gray Riposte Buildings Advantage.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they'll host clinics from 5 to 7 in the front parking lot of the Dearborn County Courthouse. The health department will offer flu and COVID vaccinations, blood pressure checks, glucose checks, registration for all other adult and child vaccines, smoking and vaping cessation, plus community information and services from MOP partners. Visit dchealthdepartment.org to learn more about the new evening clinic.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Kirchgassner, and I am a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador. DCY CYA is a student-driven volunteer program under Dearborn County CASA. We are high school students from all three local districts, private schools, and homeschools. And we believe community involvement, family, and school are the most powerful ways to build a drug-free community and keep our youth safe. We are always looking for new ambassadors to join the revolution. You can lead by example, enhance your resume, and qualify for scholarships. Find us on Insta and Spotify with hashtag IDareYou or visit DearbornCountyCASA.com.
Boardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, boardway.com.
Hey, it's Rob Real, and we'll start our work week 5 o'clock sharp Monday morning with the Ripley Crossing First Forecast, and at 5:20, we'll get a little sneaky and go behind the boss's back. Up real early on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
For coaches' comments here during our pregame show, joined now by East Central head coach Kevin Moore coming into tonight's contest, 13-7, playing a really tough Dixie Heights team. Before we get to the specifics of this game, scrolling down through Twitter yesterday, and I see you got 20-plus players sticking after practice for a long time, getting in some shooting. What's it say about your team and your program to have so many dedicated players?
Well, it's a culture thing. You know what I mean? It's we talk about it being genuine, not be faked. We don't necessarily tell them to do that. They want to do that, and it kind of starts at the top and trickles down year by year. And you know, we talk about, we have like a hashtag work wins, and you know, you got to earn your success, all those I guess you could call them corny slogans, but there's a lot of truth behind them, because like, we haven't particularly shot the ball well this year, and anybody that comes to our practices, you'd think we're a 40% three-point shooting team in games, and it just really hasn't translated. So for me, to see that, you know, from a number standpoint, we struggled, but in their mentality, it's just the work. Just keep, you know, keep trusting the process, keep trusting the work, and hopefully tonight we'll be able to get 40% of those threes. So, no, I'm proud of the kids, and that's why I post those things on Twitter, because they deserve the recognition for that kind of stuff.
Sure. You got 5 more games in the regular season. This is the time of the year you really want to start playing your best basketball. What does East Central's best basketball look like, and have you played your best basketball so far this season?
Not consistently. We haven't. I mean, there's been spells. Columbus North, we were terrific for 32 minutes, Jennings County. And then, we go and lay eggs against Northeastern and teams that, you know, we really should not have lost to. So, and that's really the troubling part of this group, is they're such good kids, and they're a little quiet at times. And on the basketball court, as you know, that's hard to be successful when you're quiet. So that's really the emphasis in the last week or so since the Hall of Fame, is we need to hear your voices, good and bad. We got to hear some more things. Because at Shelbyville in early February, it's going to be loud in there. And you're not always going to hear me. You got to be a player-led team. So from a defensive standpoint, just be more locked into our game plan and talk. And then offensively, I think we're starting to round into shape in terms of what we're looking for. We talk off air, but we get Julia teaming back tonight. She's kind of that table setter that we haven't had, where Laney's kind of had to be a forced point guard at times, Emily Clem, because we really don't want to put Joe there because we want her in the action. So it'll be interesting. We've got, like you said, a few games here to iron out some details, but I know they're chomping at the bit to kind of get Julie out there and kind of get reconnected with her.
Road game here tonight in Edgewood against Dixie Heights. They're a very, very good team. No stranger to them. You played them 4 years in a row, I believe. What kind of challenges does this team present you this evening?
Well, on film, they look like the Warriors. They shoot the heck out of it. They're the quite opposite of us. So his daughter, I question their math at times, but she's a 48% shooter from the three-point line based on their numbers on the website. So, you know, they like to play fast. They like to, and typically we do, but we're more of a slow-down team this year just based on personnel. So we really got to get in transition defense. They do a wonderful job of executing what they want offensively, whether that be their ball screen action, the flare stuff at the top. So they're well-coached. Joel's a great guy. He's done a really nice job here. They've been to the Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Fours in the last couple of years. So we've got our hands full. And, you know, as you said, we're 13-7. And the I won't say older I get, the more experienced I get as a coach, I guess I don't get so much hung up on a record as to, you know, just seeing us get better at the right time and, you know, with the schedule that we play. I mean, we played Noblesville, number one, defending state champ, Mount Notre Dame, defending state champ, and Dixie Heights, Final Four. So that's why I coach, to play the teams like that. And, you know, obviously we run the risk of not winning a lot of those games, but that's what helps us beat Franklin, Columbus East, and the teams that we're looking to beat come February.
Taking a look at when your team has the ball tonight, it's no secret, Josie Trable, All-State player all 3 years, probably going to be All-State again this year. They're going to do some stuff to try to take her out of the game. What's your game plan offensively, not only to get Josie her points, but to spread the ball around and, you know, obviously outscore the opponent?
Yeah, I mean, we do obviously run a lot of sets. We have some counters to those things when they try to take her off of that. But we've really ran our motion well here recently. And, you know, if Laney can get space, she's going to the rack. And Caitlin Dick is shooting it a lot better in the last week or so. Emily Clem can get to the rack as well. So, and the other thing about Joe is she won't force shots. You know, she's a high percentage shooter. On Saturday, she had 8 assists because they kind of tried to take her out of it. And other kids stepped up, hit shots and attacked. So I trust our kids. They know our game plan offensively as well. We don't turn it over a lot. You know, we average 11 turnovers a game, I believe. So we just got to shoot it a little bit better, Travis.
Now you're talking my language. I love shooting. Just one more thing. It's kind of a two-part question, but I know your focus is on this game tonight, but you got two more games to win the EIAC to keep that streak alive. You also have the upcoming sectional draw. Just some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, conference, we've got one road at Lawrenceburg, one home against Connersville. So winning one of those assures us at least a share of it. We're pretty selfish. We want the whole thing to ourselves. So we do. We go one at a time, but we've already started watching film and game planning from a staff standpoint. But so the way we explain it is, we know that in our area, we're probably our opponent's Super Bowl game, if you want to call it that. So we know that we're going to get everybody's best shot. So regardless of what our average margin of victory is in conference games, those don't matter. It's the next game in the conference that does. So, and then squeezed in there, we've got Talwanda and Bedford, two really, really good non-conference teams. So it's all about getting to that sectional draw. And as you probably know, we won't get the bye because we never do. So we'll play that Tuesday night at 6, I'm assuming, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough sectional, but a fun one for us from the broadcast standpoint. But appreciate you joining me as always. You're always so gracious with your time. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Thanks for coming, Travis. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Glad to be here. And we got tip-off right around the corner on your hometown radio station. That's head coach Kevin Moore of the Lady Trojans. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fast track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a 2-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to 4-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule a visit now.
Healthcare positions are now available at OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at their Lawrenceburg office and offices in Ohio and Kentucky. Start earning paid time off on your very first day with 401k and company match, comprehensive medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, tuition reimbursement, and more. Apply at OrthoCincy.com or simply walk in weekdays for an on-the-spot interview. More details at OrthoCincy.com. That's OrthoCincy with a Y.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Hi, this is Rob Sig from Sig Surveying. We are celebrating 20 years in business this year. I would like to personally thank all of our past and current customers for their business. I would also like to thank our dedicated employees for their professional and friendly services they provide for our customers. I am truly thankful and look forward to you calling Sig Surveying. Please call us at 812-623-6700. 812-623-6700.
Roy, Manchester Metals 48. made.
What are you doing?
We're going to rock this Kraber Post building's pole barn and bring it to life.
Seriously.
Schedule a free consultation. Pick from 28 different colors,
including camouflage.
Live pricing and delivery to your door within a week, including every instruction you'll need, right down to the final script.
I'll get one of our roadies to build it.
They can help you find someone to build it to and even provide you with a quote to take to the bank.
Make your pole barn or bondominium rock.
Designing your dreams with the Kraber Post building's advantage
with Manchester Metals 48.
Hey, it's Jeremy working with you 10 until 2 right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
You're listening to high school basketball on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Going through starting lineups right now at Dixie Heights High School, introducing the East Central Lady Trojans. We'll get to our starting lineups to live here in just a moment. Bill, got a couple of Hank Ford keys to the game for us?
Yeah, I think it's going to be simple tonight. Sometimes basketball, you just need to simplify it down. After listening to Coach Moore there in the pregame, I think the keys of the game, simple, shooting. I think we'll look back at halftime, check those percentages, but both these teams, very capable shooting teams. It's going to be interesting to look back at the half and at the end of the game at the stats.
I'm going to add something on to that. First quarter, pay attention to East Central's ball handling and shooting because, as Coach Moore pointed out to me before the game, the ball is different here in the state of Kentucky. So we'll see if that causes any issues for East Central. That's your Hag Ford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagFordSales.com. Now it's time to get to your starting lineups to live, brought to you by CASA. Always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risk of underage drinking and vaping from a young age at Dearborn County, CASA.com. For the visiting Lady Trojans, 5'2 senior guard number 1, Caitlin Dick. 5'9 senior guard number 5, Lainey Baker. A 5'9 sophomore guard number 20, Emily Clem. And in the front court for the Trojans, 6 foot senior forward number 23, Josie Trable, and 5'8 senior number 30, Addison Arnold. For the home Dixie Heights Lady Colonels, 00 Ella Kaczynski. Number 4, Coralie Pelfrey. Number 14, Jalen Brooks. Number 21, Samantha Berman. And number 51, Abby Thielen. Be a four-guard set for the Lady Colonels. That's your starting lineups to live, brought to you by Dearborn County CASA, DearbornCountyCASA.com. So just like in Indiana basketball, eight-minute quarters here, the varsity contest. East Central entering 13-7. Dixie Heights is 9-5. Dixie Heights went to the Final Four last year. They won the last 8 34th district titles and appeared in the 9th region tournament 11 straight years. So some sustained success here for Dixie Heights as Kaczynski comes away with the tip there. And it now gets it to Brooks out front. There's Thielen, top of the key. East Central comes out in a 2-3 zone. They find Thielen cutting into the middle of the zone. Nice move against Trable. Goes over her left shoulder for the right-hand hook. Couldn't get it to fall. Clem gets the rebound and outlets to Trable, who brings it across the timeline. Trojans going left to right on your dial. Man-to-man defense preferred here for Dixie Heights. As a little dribble handoff top of the key. Lainey Baker gets into the paint, and a little sidestep puts it up and in for the first two of the contest.
Yeah, nice move to avoid the contact, avoid the possible charge.
Thielen going to step out for a three, no good. Lainey Baker with the defensive rebound, and she'll dribble it into the front court, skips it to Josie Trable on the left wing. Trable tries to skip it back, and Berman comes up with the steal, and she's going to go all the way and lay it in for two. Trojans get the ball up court quickly, and Lainey Baker is going to be called for a charge. That was an interesting blow the basket because the defender didn't go to the floor. They called the charge anyway.
And Baker picks up that foul. We just mentioned that she was able to avoid the contact last trip down. Here she picks up the first foul of the game.
So we're tied up two apiece, 6:55 to go here in the first quarter. Elkins bringing it up. Thielen top of the key, and back door cut, and they find Berman down low. Easy deuce, and Dixie Heights, top scorer, Samantha Berman, has 4 quick points. As they show a little pressure, Trable races into the front court, finds Baker trailing. She thought about a three on the wing. Instead, pump fakes, gets into the paint, a little bit of contact, nothing there. Brooks comes away with the rebound. Brooks going to dribble baseline, cut off by Clem, passes it back out to the wing to Thielen. Trable laying off. Now back towards midcourt. They'll reset the offense. Thielen receives the entry pass at the free throw line, and Straczynski gets a backdoor cut, and it's coming in. Dixie with an early 6-2 lead with 6:08 to go here in the first quarter, and we got a 30-second timeout, which is presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Located in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township, beaconortho.com.
Same play by Dixie Heights. Back-to-back trips down, different players, same result.
Just getting it into the high post. Back door cut. They've hit it on the left side of the floor and the right side of the floor. So 6 points in the paint. That's going to help with the shooting percentage when you're getting them right under the basket.
Help with shooting percentage, and exactly why Coach Moore called that timeout. He didn't like what he's seen the last two trips down the floor.
Well, if you know anything about Coach Moore, he loves to talk defense. He would love to shut out teams if he could. It's unrealistic in basketball. But getting three easy baskets scored on you within 2 minutes of the first quarter, surprised that clipboard down there is still intact. Clem will bring it up for East Central. Passes to the right wing to Trable. Guarded one-on-one by Thielen. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Spin dribble. Passes it back out to Clem. Spin dribble there. She'll drive and kick to Trable in the corner. Thielen doing a good job of staying in front of Josie. Good spin move. Gets into the lane and rises up and lays it in with the right hand. Great one-on-one move from Josie Trable.
Absolutely great move. That's why she's All-State.
Straczynski out front. Now Brooks hands it off to Straczynski. Back to Brooks. They're going to look into that high post to Thielen again, perhaps. Instead, it is Berman on the left wing, and then a skip pass, wide open three, and that is knocked down by Elkins. And Dixie increases their lead 9-4.
Even with the zone that East Central's playing, Dixie Heights able to get some space and open shot.
Josie Trable gets the friendly roll as she makes the jumper just inside the free throw line. Good answer there. Elkins drives to her right, kicks it out to Thielen. Going to go one-on-one against Trable, backs her down. Baker is there, nearly got the steal. Thielen regroups, gets it to Berman. Elkins going to try another three from the same spot and nails it. Yeah, they simply just did not get out to her in time. Another wide open three for Elkins. It's 12-6 Dixie. Laney Baker, top of the key, passes right to Trable. Here comes Arnold, top of the key, reverses it left to Baker, looking for Dick coming top of the key. They'll reverse it back right. Trable in the corner. Clem comes, gets it on the right wing. Dribble drive, nothing there. Trable, rim run, gets past Thielen and up and good. 6 points now for Josie Trable.
Can't leave her that wide open.
No help. Elkins trying to take over for Dixie, and she gets to the rim and lays it in with the left. Elkins has 8 points to lead all scorers, 14-8 Dixie. Walk up three for Trable, no good. Who else? Elkins gets the rebound. Berman with the outlet, nothing there. She's going to pull it out. Top of the key to Elkins. Trable there. Now Thielen. Top of the key. Straczynski gets an open three off of the back screen, and that is up and good. Dixie on fire so far, 17-8. They lead the Lady Trojans with 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Trable will bring it up.
High scoring first quarter.
Trable dribbling near midcourt. Entry pass to Clem at the high post. He'll hand it off to Josie, who gets right to the rim and lays it up and in. Easy deuce for Trable, who's now got 8 points. Lady Trojans trail by 7.
Phyllis practiced that play a few times.
And it is already a couple times here this evening. There's a turnover as Clem comes up with it, finds Trable trailing, and she got a little wild with the ball and loses it herself. Berman comes up with it, and the Trojans do a good job of getting back on defense. And they just kind of left Berman. She walks into a three. No good. Trable comes up with the rebound, advances it into the front court to Arnold. Get pass to Baker. Baker dribble drive, kicks it out to Clem as she was falling down. Clem keeps backing down her defender. Thielen couldn't get it to go. Josie Trable with the offensive rebound, gets it back to Clem, who rises up, Can't get it to go, and Elkins gets the rebound for Dixie Heights. Still lead the break. Crossover dribble gets into the paint. Berman, open corner in the three. She's the open three in the corner, I should say, and she knocks it down. 4-3 for Dixie Heights as they lead 20-10 with 2:12 to go in the first quarter. We have a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them. High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Your family's hometown pharmacy.
The cold and flu season are upon us. Are you prepared? At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, we have a wide selection of remedies to help prevent colds and flus. Items such as zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C. Stop by DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun so we can help you be ready for those last minute or late night treatments. At DeVille Pharmacies in Dillsboro and Rising Sun, your local good neighbor pharmacy.
Hey, it's Ron Briel. 7:50 every workday morning, we celebrate hometown birthdays and anniversaries arranged by McCabe's Greenhouse and Floral in Lawrenceburg. Up real early on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Dixie Heights. The home Lady Colonels leading it 20-10 over East Central with 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Been a three-point barrage for Dixie so far as Laney Baker breaks the press and goes all the way, lays it in for two.
Much-needed points there for the Lady Trojans.
Yeah, good job out of the timeout. 2-3 zone here yet again for East Central. Dixie shot 4 or 5 from the three-point line. Am I correct on that, Bill?
Yeah. Very efficient.
And they shoot 36% as a team. As they're going to get another open three in the corner. That time it was Brooks. No good. And there's a tie-up. That'll go to East Central as Julia Thiemann has checked in for the first time tonight and first time all season. She immediately sticks her nose in the play and is able to get the tie-up. Throws it deep into the front court to Arnault, who somehow saves it and gets it to Baker. Couldn't make the first shot. Gets the offensive rebound and powers up through the contact and will go to the line. That's going to be a foul on Elkins.
Great job inside by Baker to get her own rebound and then to create some contact to get to the free throw line.
Laney's first free throw up and good. Her fifth point of the evening. Second free throw on the way. And it is good. So, quick little 4-0 run for East Central out of the timeout. They trailed by 10, 2-3 zone still for the Lady Trojans. That's Brooks bringing it up. Brooks and Pelfrey out front for Dixie. Swings it left to Szczynski. Into the high post to Berman. One dribble, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Josie Trable fights for the rebound, saves it. And that is a save to Anna Black, who just checked in. Josie had a steam into the front court. Crossover dribble finds Arnault in transition. No good on the three. And the rebound goes to Pelfrey. It's poked away. Szczynski gets it into the front court to Berman. And Arnault does a good job cutting her off. Pelfrey's going to get a trailing three at the top of the key. And Thiemann, with a good box out, gets the offensive rebound. Excuse me, defensive rebound. Trojans trailing by 6. Thiemann. Should help their offense, their true point guard. They've been playing without her all year. She's just getting back from a knee injury. Of course, a fantastic soccer player. Going to go to Indiana Wesleyan to continue her playing days. Trable working against Thielen. Hesitation dribble. Tries to pass it into the corner to Anna Black. It is picked off by Berman. They'll bring it in the front court 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. Berman gets it back, skips it left to Szczynski. Now Pelfrey, dribble drive, hop step. Berman's going to try a three from the wing, in and out. Pelfrey keeps it alive. Anna Black comes up with the loose ball, but can't get a shot off before time expires. So Dixie Heights will take a 20-14 lead into the second quarter. You're listening to the High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Ivy Tech Community College has the highest number of associate nursing graduates in the nation. Students in Ivy Tech's nursing program learn to care for real patients in a variety of clinical settings throughout the program. Visit your hometown college to learn more about Ivy Tech's nursing degrees, where you can become a registered nurse, licensed practical nurse, certified nursing assistant, and more. Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg will help you with the education you need to lead to an in-demand nursing career.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
It's set for the second quarter here from Dixie Heights High School in Edgewood, Kentucky. Pretty entertaining first quarter. Dixie leads East Central 20-14. The shots were falling for Dixie, but they're letting them play out there.
Yeah, it could be worse for East Central. Dixie Heights at one point was 4 out of 5 from three-point range. They ended up finishing the quarter 4 out of 9. So after that timeout by the Lady Trojans, Dixie Heights went cold from long range.
Dixie will have the opening possession here. Pelfrey with it on the left wing, looking for Stasinski in the corner. Back to Pelfrey. Gets it inside to Thielen, and that ball's poked away by Laney Baker. Trable comes up with it, and she will work it into the front court. Baker with the ball, crossover dribble, gets into the paint, has it knocked away by Pelfrey. It's last touched by Dixie Heights as it goes out of bounds off of Elkins. So it'll be a baseline out of bounds for the Lady Trojans, trailing by 6 points, 7:38 in the second quarter. Anna Black will inbound. Little box-to-box screen from Trable and Baker. Baker with it. Thought about a mid-range jumper. Nothing there. Clem dribble drive. Kicks it back out to Baker on the wing. Baker crossover. Gets into the paint. Rises up. A little contact. Nothing there. Rebound goes to Stasinski. Again, they let him play here in Kentucky. It's similar to what we've experienced calling some games in Ohio in the past years. Only 2 fouls have been called so far through the first 9 minutes of the game, as Berman dribble drive rises up from about 5 feet away, went in and out. Trable with the rebound, finds Baker in as the trailer. Baker gets into the lane again, and this time does draw the contact and gets to the free throw line. I thought Laney was going to pull up for the three, but she's been in attack mode here this evening.
Yeah, you mentioned the difference in the officiating between the different states. It's no difference in baseball. You know, you're pitching, you got a different umpire, different game. You kind of got to get used to it and then adjust.
And I talked to Coach Moore prior to the game off the air about what they've experienced playing in the state of Kentucky the last couple of years, and he knows that they're going to let him play over here. It's going to be very physical, so this team knows what they're getting into this evening. And Baker misses the first free throw. Laney's second attempt is off back iron, but Caitlin Dick gets the rebound, runs it down, gets it back to Baker. Trable thought about a three top of the key, and instead Lady Trojans will reset the offense with Baker being hounded near midcourt. That's the top of the key to Dick. Thought about the three. Now she's going to entry pass it to Trable down low, working against Thielen. She'll kick it out to Black for three. No good. Good look from the right wing. Rebound goes to Pelfrey. Trojans 0-3 from downtown so far. Get back on defense, though. Nice job there. Back into their 2-3 zone. Berman, right wing, dumps it down low. Stasinski's going to make the pass from block to just inside the three-point line. Thielen misses it. Pelfrey comes up with the offensive rebound, throws up a wild shot, no good. Trable gets the rebound, advances it into the front court to Baker, who heads straight to the rack and is fouled, I believe, by Thielen. So Laney Baker's going to work her way back to the free throw line.
Now Baker not shy about getting into that contact down low, and she finds herself at the charity stripe once again.
2 for 4 so far from the free throw line. Gets that one to fall. First point of the second quarter for either team as Berman checks out. Jalen Brooks is back in for Dixie. Baker, second free throw on the way. Up and good. So Baker and Trable both have 8 points. Give East Central 16. They trail by 4, and there's a turnover. Entry pass to the wing. Kind of an unforced turnover there.
Yeah, only three turnovers for Dixie Heights so far here in the first half.
Three for East Central, I believe, as well. So it's been a fairly even game. EC just hasn't knocked down any threes like their counterpart has. Trable picks up her dribble out front, is able to get it to Teeman on the wing, and she double dribbled with it. Thought she had it knocked out of her hand. That was, they call a foul.
One of those times they didn't let him play, right? Elfer picks up the foul there for Dixie Heights, her first.
Well, Dixie playing the man-to-man. They're a little bit more aggressive out there with their on-ball defending as Trable was looking for Baker cutting to the basket. Ball was knocked away. It's a tie-up. Going to stay here with East Central.
Dixie Heights very active with the hand.
Yep.
Making it hard. Get points in the paint.
5:36 to go in the second quarter. Dixie leads it 20-16. Anna Black in the corner finds the cutting Trable. She's going to go to work on the block. Good defense from Thielen. She'll kick it back out to Black. Passes top of the key to Baker. Back to Black on the right wing. Up from there right now, she's going to dribble baseline, looking for Caitlin Dick in the opposite corner. That ball is deflected out of bounds. We got a couple of changes for Dixie. Berman's back. Bella Crawford coming in for the first time. That'll be Pelfrey and Szczynski setting down. And Arnold's going to come back for East Central. Caitlin Dick will go to the bench. Baker to inbound. She'll just get it into Trable. Guarded by Thielen. Dribble's going to back it out. Approaching 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Dribble drive, spin move, rises up off the back iron. Thielen gets the rebound and outlets to Elkins. Pass to Berman on the left wing. She'll dribble into the middle. Nothing there. Pulls it back out. Dribble handoff to Crawford, who just checked in. Skips it right to Brooks, who dribbles near midcourt. Elkins right wing. She's hit a couple threes already. Crawford reverses it. Find Berman down low on the block-to-block screen. Kicks it out to Elkins for an open three. And Elkins knocks it down. Her third made three of the half. She's got 11 points to lead all scorers.
She has a team 5-for-10 from deep.
And the three that Elkins have made, the three threes she's made, they've all been wide open. Rhythm jump shots. Trable's going to try one from the short 17. No good. Baker comes crashing in on the offensive board. Teeman keeps it alive, and it goes out to Arnold. And East Central will be able to reset their offense, approaching 4 minutes to play, trailing by 7 points. Teeman left wing, working her way back. Not expected to play much tonight, but a welcome sign to see her back for Coach Morris Trojans. Anna Black. Looking for Trable down low. Berman gambled, and that's going to allow Trable to get an easy deuce down low. She's got 10.
That was Josie Trable just being stronger than her opponent.
Berman works the baseline, finds Crawford. They pass it around. Great passing from Dixie. Thielen's going to try a three, and she nails it. 8-point lead, 26-18. Dixie, hot shooting here at home this evening. 3:19 to go here in the first half. Anna Black dribbling near midcourt. Dribbling to her right, gets it to Teeman on the wing. Dribble drive by Julia. And had that ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with EC. Caitlin Dick's going to come back. Emily Clem, Baker, and Teeman are going to check out. 3:06 to go here in the second quarter.
We thought we saw the Lady Tigers with the hot hand from long range over the weekend.
Right.
Dixie Heights with six of them already here in the first half.
They're trying to match that as Arnold has that inbound pass knocked away. Another turnover for the Trojans, and Crawford's going to try a three in transition. That one's no good. Trable gets the rebound, advances it quickly into the front court to Clem, who is fouled by Crawford. Now, if you're familiar with the NBA game, Kevin Love was maybe one of the greatest at getting a defensive rebound, pivoting, and launching one into the front court. That was very reminiscent of that with Josie Trable getting that ball quickly into the front court to Clem, who knocks down the first free throw. getting your eyes up, heads up, and seeing where your open teammates are at, and then being able to execute such a long pass, that's
get it off your outlet and create a mismatch with numbers on the other side.
Something that doesn't go into the box score, but Clem steps up and knocks down two free throws. So from my standpoint, it's an assist.
Yeah.
And there's a steal. Lainey Baker, who just checked back into the game, knocks it away from Brooks, who was trying to split the two top guards at the top of the 2-3 zone. Trable with it near midcourt. She dribbled to her right, guarded by Berman. Good matchup there. Dribble handoff to Baker. Looking for Trable coming back top of the key. She'll take a three in rhythm. It rattles in and out. That one was halfway down. Rebound to Pelfrey. And she takes it the length of the floor. Was looking to get it to Crawford down low. It was deflected into the corner to Berman. She'll skip past it to Brooks, and then nothing was there, so Dixie's going to reset their offense. Zinski passes right. High post to Berman. Might have got away with a walk, but she took... Ooh. Near turnover as Clem almost had it and then thought it was going to be a backcourt. No call there. Pelfrey driving the baseline. Kicks it back out to Brooks. She tried to find Berman cutting down the middle of the paint. Trable gets the steal and was looking for Clem. She was all alone and couldn't haul in the pass.
Kind of sloppy the last 30 seconds or so for both teams. Trading turnovers back and forth.
It looked like that was going to be an easy two there. As we've got some changes here again. Clem and Dick will check out. Teeman is back in.
Like the closest the East Central's been able to get is the 6 points.
Carly Davis, her first action, as Arnault nearly stole the entry pass to the right wing. 1:35 to go in the first half. It's 26-20. Dixie with the lead. Step back three from Berman. That was not necessarily a good shot, and it goes long. Trable gets the rebound. And then speaking along, that pass over the head of Carly Davis. Another turnover for the Lady Trojans with 1:23 to play in the half, trailing by six.
Got seven turnovers already for the Lady Trojans. Five for Dixie Heights.
Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll get to the Ivy Tech Community College stats report and check our Sieg shot survey. Pelfrey gets into the middle of the zone and makes the jumper just inside of the free throw line. Her first two of the contest.
Textbook how you attack that zone, get it to the middle.
Was ready to shoot when she turned around and nobody met her. Seaman with it, hounded by Berman. Looking for Trable at the high post. A couple of handoffs. Gets it to Baker. Euro step, throws one up looking for some contact. Nothing there, and we got a jump ball. It'll go to Dixie. 50.8 showing on the scoreboard, 28-20, Dixie with the lead. Elkins will bring it up, passes right to Berman, looking for Thielen in the high post. Pass was errant, but landed in the arms of Pelfrey, who kicks it back out to Berman. And another three-point made basket, and the largest lead of the game, Dixie Heights, 31-20. Trable left wing. Looking for Carly Davis coming to the top of the key. Passes into the corner to Teeman. Back to the right wing to Lainey Baker. Back to Teeman in the corner. Gamble by Berman. Teeman skips it to the opposite corner for Davis, who tries a three. It's no good. Rebound goes to Pelfrey. Now Berman with it. Crossover dribble through the legs. Gets into the paint, rises up, through a little contact, no good. And the buzzer goes off. Dixie Heights, hot shooting. We'll take a 31-20 lead into the locker room. We'll be back with our halftime show. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jaideep Chanduri, a board-certified and fellowship-trained spine specialist with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. My team and I strive to serve the Southeast Indiana and Westside Cincinnati communities. We are available each week at Beacon's Lawrenceburg and Western Hills offices for your convenience. We take the time to evaluate your condition and customize the best plan of care for you. You can schedule an appointment by calling 513-354-3700 or visiting beaconortho.com. Come experience the Beacon difference today.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Kirchgassner, and I am a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador. DCYA is a student-driven volunteer program under Dearborn County CASA. We are high school students from all three local districts, private schools, and homeschools. And we believe community involvement, family, and school are the most powerful ways to build a drug-free community and keep our youth safe. We are always looking for new ambassadors to join the revolution. You can lead by example, enhance your resume, and qualify for scholarships. Find us on Insta and Spotify with hashtag IDareYou or visit DearbornCountyCASA.com.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated, Dearborn County!
Hi, this is Rob Sigg from Sigg Surveying. We are celebrating 20 years in business this year. I would like to personally thank all of our past and current customers for their business. I would also like to thank our dedicated employees for their professional and friendly services they provide for our customers. I am truly thankful and look forward to you calling Sigg Surveying. Please call us at 812-623-6700. 812-623-6700.
Boardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, Boardway.com.
Right, Manchester Metals 48.
What are you doing?
We're going to rock this Graber Post Buildings pole barn and bring it to life.
Seriously. Schedule a free consultation. Pick from 28 different colors.
Including camouflage.
Live pricing and delivery to your door within a week, including every instruction you'll need, right down to the final script.
I'll get one of our roadies to build it.
They can help you find someone to build it to and even provide you with a quote to take to the bank.
Make your pole barn or bondominium rock.
Designing your dreams with the Graber Post Buildings Advantage.
With Manchester Metals 48.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom Teepee Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom Teepee Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Milan, Moores Hill, Manchester. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Hey, it's Ron Briel, and you'll get a little smarter when you get up real early at 5:50 Monday morning. I'll have a real interesting fact filed by Miller Flannery Law. And at 6:50, we'll check in on the community bulletin board. Get up real early in Eagle Country.
You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. Alongside Bill Smith, I'm Double T Travis there. Coming to you live from Dixie Heights High School in Edgewood, Kentucky. It is the home Lady Colonels leading East Central 31-20 behind some hot shooting from downtown. Bill, how about a check of our Hagford keys of the game? I think I just said it.
You just mentioned it. We talked about it. It was simple tonight shooting, and Dixie Heights shooting the ball very well. We'll go over the numbers here in just a little bit, but as you can expect, as the score indicates, 31-20, Dixie Heights leading at the half. Dixie Heights shooting the ball very well.
Yeah, I think just watching these two teams, the skill level is pretty similar for both teams. There's just more shots falling for Dixie, in particular from the three-point line. So we'll get to the Ivy Tech Community College stats report in a second, but maybe get to the shot survey presented by Seek Surveying first.
Yeah, we talked about East Central's troubles from long range. 0 for 5 to start the game compared to 7 out of 14 from long range, 50%. In a half of basketball is pretty good. I don't care what level
Absolutely.
You're at or what state you're in.
Yeah,
that's pretty good shooting.
Absolutely. You're a Sieg shot survey presented by Sieg Surveying, specializing in land surveying, construction layout, site design, and land consulting. SiegLandSurveying.com. That's S-E-I-G, SiegLandSurveying.com. I do want to mention, on average, Dixie Heights makes 7 threes a game. So maybe they're already all out. Maybe the second half's going to be a different story. Our Ivy Tech Community College stats report, taking a look at our leading scorers in the first half for the visiting East Central Lady Trojans. Josie Trable leading the way with 10 points. Lainey Baker has 8, and Emily Klim with 2 for Dixie Heights. Aubrey Elkins has 11 points, 3 made threes, 10 for Samantha Berman, 5 for Ella Stasinski, 3 for Abby Thielen, and 2 for Courtney Pelfrey. That gets us to 31-20. 11-point lead, the largest of the game for Dixie Heights. That's your Ivy Tech Community College stats report. Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg Batesville, your hometown college. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. No scoreboard updates to get to this evening, as there's no other area games in terms of southeastern Indiana schools on the girls or boys side of things this evening, but we do want to take this time to recognize our friends at Indiana University East. Earn an IU degree with tuition you can afford at IU East, IUE.edu. So 11-point deficit for this East Central team. Coach Moore in the locker room talking to his girls. Obviously, they need to get some more going on the offensive side, but defending Dixie Heights and getting them off the three-point line, probably something they're talking about.
And as you mentioned, only down 11. The difference is a couple made threes by East Central going 0 for 5 here in the first half changes the score here at halftime and the complexion of the locker room.
And the way these teams were playing defense in the first half, East Central was in a 2-3 zone for much of the half. Dixie playing man-to-man, a little bit more aggressive in the man-to-man. They were starting to kind of mount up the fouls a little bit there at the end of the second quarter on the Dixie side. So maybe if East Central has anything going for them, it's been their aggressiveness trying to get to the rim and get to the free throw line. That is a way to get yourself back into a game.
Yeah, because Dixie Heights shots were falling from deep and East Central being in that 2-3 zone, Dixie Heights hasn't been to the charity stripe at all.
Yep.
So we'll probably see a little bit of difference here in the second half.
All right. So we're just a couple minutes away from the second half from Dixie Heights High School. Do stay tuned to our Manchester Metals 48 post-game show. We'll name our Wardway Fuels Star of the Game. And remember, with Manchester Metals 48, they have the Graver Post Buildings Advantage. They offer new construction and remodeling with real-time interactive 3D software so you can see your project before it comes to life. We will step aside for another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter from Dixie Heights High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Fast track your education while saving on college costs with Ivy Tech's accelerated program. Students can earn a 2-year degree in only 11 months through ASAP. Ivy Tech credits easily transfer to 4-year colleges with a more affordable option to complete a bachelor's degree. Whether you know your career path or want to explore the possibilities, ASAP is a great place to start. Stop by Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg to learn more about ASAP or visit our website at ivytech.edu to schedule a visit now.
It's great to know that no appointment is ever needed at Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Lawrenceburg when an injury occurs. Simply walk into Ortho Cincy with any sports, work, or everyday injury. Ortho Cincy offers extended evening and Saturday hours in Edgewood, Kentucky and Eastgate, Ohio. Plus, you'll spend less time and money than an ER visit. Learn more about Ortho Cincy walk-in care at orthocincy.com. That's orthocincy with a Y.com.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Kirchgassner, and I am a Dearborn County Youth Ambassador. DCYA is a student-driven volunteer program under Dearborn County CASA. We are high school students from all three local districts, private schools, and homeschools, and we believe community involvement, family, and school are the most powerful ways to build a drug-free community and keep our youth safe. We are always looking for new ambassadors to join the revolution. You can lead by example, enhance your resume, and qualify for scholarships. Find us on Insta and Spotify with hashtag IDareYou or visit DearbornCountyCASA.com.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. Drive home with me every weekday on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
It's set for the start of the third quarter from Dixie Heights High School. The home Lady Colonels leading East Central 31-20. Great matchup between these two teams here this evening. It's a rubber match of sorts, as two teams have split the previous four meetings. East Central was a winner last year, but they got some ground to make up if they want to make it two in a row against a very quality team from Northern Kentucky that went to the Final Four a year ago. East Central with the ball, and they're going to look for a lob play to Josie Trable. Berman was able to get a hand on it, though. Trable kept it alive, kicked it out to Arnault for an open three at the top of the key. No good. Trable gets the offensive rebound. And the putback is up and no good, and they're going to say last touch off of Dixie Heights. East Central still can't get anything to go from downtown, 0-6.
Thought maybe switching the ends. They were going in down here earlier.
And there's a ball doesn't lie situation as it's thrown away on the baseline out of bounds. Baker will come out, take a seat next to Coach Moore as Julia Thiemann back into the game. Kaczynski will bring it up. High post to Berman. Skips it right to Kaczynski. She's looking down low to Thielen. Nearly got knocked away. Thielen dribbling with it in the corner. And she's working the baseline, and Trable's going to get called for a foul.
A bump foul along the baseline. Trable's first foul of the game.
Just the second foul committed against East Central the entire game, but as you mentioned, first team foul of the half. Berman with it, left wing. Looking for Elkins, top of the key, reverses it around to Kaczynski. Flare screen for Elkins. She'll skip it over to Brooks, who gets it down low to Thielen, working against Caitlin Dick. A little bit of a mismatch there as Thielen has the height and strength advantage, and she scores in the post to make it 33-20.
A good vision by her teammates to recognize the mismatch down low.
Entry pass from Dick to Trable, who kicks it out top of the key. Three hits off the front iron, off the back, and falls. Emily Clem gets a three to go. That's much needed.
They'll take it.
Cuts the lead to 10. Drive and kick to Brooks. Now top of the key to Thielen. Skips it right. That's Berman looking down low to Thielen against Arnault. Dick was there to help. Thielen going to the free throw line. She was hit on the shot.
Arnault picking up the foul for East Central. Her first, team second.
Thielen shoots 68% at the free throw line. Knocks down the first attempt. That's the first free throw attempted for Dixie.
Yeah, we mentioned it at halftime. They have not been to the charity stripe just yet. Change that here early in the second half.
11-point lead, 34-23 with 6:20 to go. In the third quarter, Thielen's second free throw up and good, nothing but net. He's got 4 points this quarter, 7 for the game. Dixie leads it by 12. 13, the largest lead of the game. Baker dribbles to the right wing, picks up her dribble. Trable comes and gets it right of the circle. Skips it left to Caitlin Dick, who's not been able to get free for a three. Their top three-point shooter, Trable, looking for Baker in the corner, tries to skip it to Dick in the opposite corner, and that one's picked off. Elkins driving kick to Berman. Three from the corner. It is up and good.
Continue right where they left off in the first half. Make it 8 3-pointers now for Dixie Heights.
And what happens? You got to stop the ball. When you don't do that, it frees up shooters beyond the arc. Caitlin Dick, right wing. They're trying to get Trable the ball down low. Instead, it goes to Arnault, top of the key. She'll pass to Baker, right of the circle. Dumps it down low to Trable, who's going to go to work, and she goes one-on-one in the post and puts it up off the window and in. Her 12th point of the evening. 30-second timeout presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, offering same-day appointments, on-site x-ray and MRI, beaconortho.com. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Dixie with a 13-point lead, 38-25. You mentioned it in the Hag 4 keys to the game, shooting the biggest key of them all. East Central hasn't been shooting the ball great as of late, admitted by Coach Moore, and Dixie has been known to shoot the lights out, and that's what they're doing here tonight at home.
Yeah, and as impressed as we are with Dixie Heights shooting, it's their defense that's keeping East Central from those open looks, which is causing the poor shooting for the Lady Trojans tonight.
Well, looks like EC might try and start force-feeding their star player, Josie Trable, in the post. And maybe some open threes will come from that. Josie's had a phenomenal career so far and continues to break records, create records at East Central. As Trojans going to show a little press here. Lainey Baker making Brooks work. Advances into the front court to Stasinski. Pump fake, dribbles to her left, and knocks down a three. The impressive shooting continues on. Baker initiates the offense right wing to Dick. Dribbles the ball off of Stasinski's foot. Near turnover, Trable's able to run it down in the backcourt. One-on-one against Thielen. Spin dribble, gets into the lane, kicks it out to Dick. Looks like she was going to try to get a mid-range jumper off from the baseline, but Stasinski was there to cut her off. Trable, left-hand dribble, gets into the paint, rises up, and puts it in on the short jumper.
That's hard to defend. Great look.
Need more of that. And Trable bats down the entry pass into the post. They will work at the Thielen, who backs it back out. That's Elkins with it now. 4:10 to play in the third quarter. Dixie with a 41-27 lead over East Central. Trable smacked his hands there on the left wing. Couldn't get the steal. Brooks comes, gets it top of the key. Swings it right to Elkins. Pace is kind of slowed here on this end for Dixie as they're trying to work it into the post. And that ball is thrown away. They were looking for Thielen down low, and Thielen commits a foul after the turnover will be her second. Seaman and Black back in for EC. Thielen's going to set down. Berman will go with her. Crawford's back for Dixie, as is Pelfrey. Baker will walk it up for East Central. Will commit to Thomas More University. Going to play her college ball just down the road from Dixie Heights. And Seaman was open in the corner. Instead, dumps it down low to Trable, who takes a drop step to her left and puts it up and in. She's got 6 this quarter and 16 for the game.
What a nice post move she has.
Top of the key three for Pelfrey. No good. Trable runs down the rebound. Has Seaman in the front court. And by the time she received the pass, nothing was there, so they'll pull it back out. Baker into the corner to Arnold. Jab step, goes baseline. She's got her man beat, and there's a foul. So good drive there from Arnold, working against Stasinski on the baseline. No help defense there, Bill, and earned a trip to the free throw line.
Stasinski picks up the foul there for Dixie Heights. That's her first. Team second.
First free throw. Up and good for Arnold. That's her first point of the game.
First trip to the stripe in the second half for East Central.
Second free throw on its way up and off the back iron, and we got lane violation on Anna Black. Oh, wait, excuse me. It said 44, not 24, so that was on Crawford of Dixie Heights, so Arnold's going to get another opportunity here. Free throw up, and essentially same type of miss off the back of the iron. Crawford comes up with the rebound. Dribble drive, finds Berman in the corner. She'll back it out. Now Elkins with it, skips it left to Brooks, finds Berman on the cut to the block. She'll pass to the alternate wing to Crawford. Nothing was there. Elkins dribble drive, kick to Crawford. And this time, East Central doing a much better job of not allowing any dribble penetration, but Crawford slips to the basket wide open and lays it in with the left.
Nice job of moving without the basketball to get herself open.
Baker brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble against Elkins. Gets straight into the paint. Up and no good, but did draw the foul. Baker's been good at getting to the free throw line so far tonight. Again, this might be Central's best offense, is to get to the free throw line and try to chip away at the lead with the clock stopped.
Yeah, they saw a little bit of success that way in the first half. They went 6 out of 8 from the line. Elkins picking up the foul here for Dixie Heights. That's her second, team's third.
Baker's first free throw. Nothing but net. Her ninth point tonight. Averaging 13 so far this year. As mentioned, she's going to Thomas More. Josie Trable going to play Division I basketball, committing to Wofford. Baker, second free throw, up and good. Give her 10 points now. The lead's 11 for Dixie, 43-32, 2:25 to go in the half. And Central shows a little pressure, and Belfry throws that one away. The pressure working for East Central. Four turnovers for Dixie Heights here in the second half. They only had five in the whole first half.
Baker assuming the primary ball handling duties with Seaman kind of working her way back in, and that ball is knocked away. Crawford comes up with it, finds Berman trailing the play, top of the key. Glenn does a good job closing out on her and hounding Berman. She'll switch on to Pelfrey. Passes left to Crawford. Now Stasinski with it in the left corner. Skips it top of the key to Crawford. Dribble drive. Trable takes it away from her and is going to race it into the front court. Crossover dribble top of the key. Double teamed. And a steal there. She was trying to kind of scoop that ball to Laney Baker. It was just a couple feet away.
Probably not a bad foul there by Baker, as Dixie Heights probably had a breakaway layup.
Yep. Unfortunate to have a turnover after a turnover. We've seen that happen a couple times with these teams here tonight. East Central trying to claw their way back from an 11-point deficit. They've trailed by 13. That ball ricochets around. Another turnover. Trable comes up with it. Dribbles it off the foot of a defender. Clem goes to the floor with a couple of gals from Dixie Heights. And we got a tie-up. Going to go back to East Central. So, again, two straight times. Turnover. And they give it right back.
And if you look at Dixie Heights, with six turnovers already here in the third quarter. But the last two hadn't really hurt them as they got the ball right back.
Zinski with it. Passes left wing to Crawford. A good job of denying Berman the ball at the top of the key. They do reverse it around. Now Pelfrey's going to get a shot top of the key. No good. Thielen and Trable were fighting for it down low. Josie gets the rebound and it's tied up. It'll be a jump ball, which will go to EC. 101 to go in the third quarter. Lady Trojans haven't been able to get it to single digits in quite some time. It'll be their main objective on this possession here. Trable fakes a couple handoffs at the top of the key. Dribble drive, finds Clem. She'll try a three. That might have been tipped as it fell way short of the rim. Dixie races into the front court. Dribble drive from Berman to Stasinski. Thielen trailing the play. Top of the key three, no good. Pelfrey with the offensive rebound. And Trable with the good hands knocks that away. Baker came up with the steal. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Trable passes to the left corner to Baker. Back to Trable on the wing. She's going to try a three, and it's nothing but net.
There's a single digit you're talking about.
Berman has the chase and dribble behind her back. Double teamed here on the wing, and a steal. And Black was unaware of the time and will not get a shot off, but the Lady Trojans do a good job of clawing their way back into this game. Trail by eight going into the final frame here at Dixie Heights High School. It's Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous times of your life. That's why they offer expectant parents free parental classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Hey, it's Rob Reel, and I'll have all the news, weather, and traffic you'll need, and all the sing-along songs you'll want to start your day up real early with your hometown radio station. Eagle Country 99.3.
Welcome back to Dixie Heights High School in Edgewood, Kentucky. The home Lady Colonels leading EC 43-35 with 8 minutes to play. Big quarter there from Josie Trable with 9 points. Hits a three from the wing to get it to single digits. That's where you want to be heading into the final quarter after trailing much of this game by double digits.
Yeah, East Central able to turn up the defensive pressure, caused 8 turnovers in that quarter for Dixie Heights. They only had 5 turnovers in the whole first half.
The Dixie's ball to start fourth quarter. Elkins walks it up and immediately picks her dribble up, finds Brooks.
Dribbles it all the way around to the right wing. Passes to Stasinski in the corner, looking for Thielen down low. One-on-one against Trable on the block. And a block. Black comes over to help, but Thielen hits the turnaround. And it's right back up to an 11-point lead for the home team.
Thielen says, I got some post moves of my own.
Baker, head of steam, going to the basket. Nothing there. And then commits a foul after Stasinski comes away with the rebound. So that's going to be three on Laney. Well, pressure from EC. 1-2-1-1. Dixie does a good job of breaking it. Gets it into the front court. Stasinski in the corner. Looking for Thielen down low again. Nothing there. Dead Brooks dribble drive to Stasinski. Now top of the key to Thielen. Passes back right to Stasinski. Ball screen there and nothing there. They're just kind of passing around a three-point arc as of right now. Elkins skips it to Berman. Top of the key to Thielen. Clem's going to try to pick up some pressure here at the top of the key. Arnault goes for a steal near midcourt. Now Berman with it, and we got a timeout on the floor. Like this might be a full timeout from Dixie Heights. 6:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeouts presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Lawrenceburg, Batesville, and Green Township. BeaconOrtho.com. Stay tuned to our Manchester Metals 48 post-game show. We'll get to our Ivy Tech Community College stats report, check on the Sieg shot survey, and name our Wardway Fuels star of the game, all coming up on the Manchester Metals 48 post-game show, ManchesterMetals48.com. So 45-35, 10-point deficit for the Lady Trojans. Trable has been good as always. Baker's had a nice game. There hasn't been much scoring elsewhere for East Central tonight, and that's likely where the discrepancy is on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and as we stated at halftime, just struggling for long range, but a lot of that, the defense of Dixie Heights, very active hands, very hard to get it inside of the paint, every shot contested.
And from the Dixie standpoint, they have made 9 threes here this evening, scorching the home net. It'll be a sideline out of bounds. Berman, throw it into the backcourt to Elkins. She will dribble to her left. Passes to Stasinski. Now Berman with it. Skips it left of the circle to Stasinski. Dribble drive, kick to Brooks. Now Berman will come get it top of the key. Reverses right to Elkins. Dixie's really kind of slowed down on offense. Well, I think they're looking for an action going to the basket. They're not going to force much. Unless they get an open three like that off the dribble kick, and Stasinski makes the three, and it's back to a 13-point lead. Trable, Anna Black, right of the circle, guarded by Stasinski, passes to Baker. Top of the key, forced out near midcourt. Trable in the high post, fakes a handoff, gets going to the basket, and a tough angle, but gets it to fall. And we got another full timeout. 48-37, Dixie leads East Central with 5:56 to go. You're listening to High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jaideep Chinduri, a board-certified and fellowship-trained spine specialist with Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. My team and I strive to serve the Southeast Indiana and Westside Cincinnati communities. We are available each week at Beacon's Lawrenceburg and Western Hills offices for your convenience. We take the time to evaluate your condition and customize the best plan of care for you. You can schedule an appointment by calling 513-354-3700 or visiting beaconortho.com. Come experience the Beacon difference today.
Hey, it's Jeremy from Eagle Country 99.3. Who are you working with? If you're not working and hanging out with me, I'm highly offended. Working with you, 10 until 2, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
.556 to play here at Dixie Heights. The home team leading East Central 48-37. Continued theme is the hot shooting of Dixie. Now 10 made threes here tonight. Have the 11-point lead and the ball coming out of the full timeout. EC's going to pick up some full court pressure here. See if they can create some havoc. They need some more possessions. give themselves a chance at this game. Dixie breaks the pressure pretty easily. Elkins with it, right of the circle. Passes right to Brooks. She'll dribble back towards the top of the key. Staszynski reverses it left corner to Elkins, and they skip it. They were looking for Staszynski, but Berman was there to track it down. Just a lot of dribble drive from Dixie. There's a dribble to the baseline, and we got an offensive foul on Elkins as she pushed off. She's picked up her third. 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Central needs some offense, and they need it quick. Trable rushes into the front court. Elkins is just running all over the place, guarding as many Lady Trojans as she can. Trable, dribble drive, nothing there. They swing it around. Arnault will try a three and nails it. Nothing but net from the right wing.
Central not done yet.
That'll cut it to eight. Here comes the pressure and a near turnover. And instead, it's going to be a foul on Julia Tiemann. It'll be her first.
Only the fifth against the team.
We've got Clem checking in for Caitlin Dick, who's been silent here tonight. I don't know that she's even attempted a shot, which is no in the scouting report for Dixie. Not leaving her at the three-point line. EC's best three-point shooter. The most dangerous three-point shooter, every which way you want to look at it. 48-40, and a rim run for Elkins, who took a screen there at the top of the key and was unabated all the way to the rack. 10-point lead. Lainey Baker drives baseline, kicks it out. Trable, she gets into the paint, and a little scoop shot, hoop, and the harm.
Impressive, very impressive.
What I like about that, Josie wasn't going to settle for a three at the top of the key. A little pump fake, took a couple dribbles, got her way to the rim.
She might get the 3 points anyway.
Might get the 3 points anyway, the old-fashioned way, as they get Brooks on the foul. Chance to cut it to seven, no good. Rebound, it goes to Berman. She will dribble it into the front court and got away with the travel and put it up and in. And we got a 30-second timeout. I think that was pretty obvious. Tiemann kind of reached in to poke the ball away, and Berman with a little skip to Malou got away with it, but made a nice shot on the run.
Yeah, maybe the only thing that the officials might have seen is the ball was kind of loose. Maybe she didn't have possession of it. Regained it just in time to get the shot off.
I will say this. This officiating crew has been pretty good here tonight. That might be the only obvious error that I've seen. Yeah. And we don't like to harp on the officials too much up here anyway. So, again, Berman made a nice shot. Nonetheless, 52-42. The East Central's ball out of the timeout.
Going to get some pressure, full court pressure here by Dixie Heights out of the timeout.
Baker receives the inbound. Back to Clem. Passes right to Trable. She'll skip it into the front court to Baker, who puts it in with the left. And that's exactly how they were breaking the press in the JV game. Long pass from one side of the floor to the other. Open three on the other end for Berman. No good, but the long rebound goes to Pelfrey. It's an 8-point game with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Brooks hounded by Clem. Left-hand dribble all the way around the arc. Finds Elkins in the corner. No good. Can East Central run down the rebound? No. Berman will try a three. That's in and out. And this time, Lainey Baker comes up with the rebound thanks to a really good box out from Josie Trable. Trable driving kick. Arnault corner. Three. In and out. That would have been a big one there for sure, Bill.
Yeah, would have cut into this lead big time for East Central.
Belfry gets ahead of the pack and short arms a layup. Three in the corner. And Staszynski.
Wow.
knocks it down. Got a full timeout coming with 3:05. It's back up to an 11-point lead, 55-44. We'll step aside for another break. High School Hoops on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Did you know that DeVille Pharmacies has a certified mastectomy fitter on staff? Are you or someone you know in need of mastectomy products? If you need a first-time fitting or just want the convenience of a local provider for all your mastectomy needs, you can count on the caring staff at DeVille Pharmacies. You will feel at ease with a professional fitter that understands your concerns as well as all your needs. Give DeVille Pharmacies a call at 812-432-5684 to schedule an appointment today. DeVille Pharmacies, your family's hometown pharmacy.
Hey, it's Double T Travis there. I have all the news, sports, and traffic you need to wrap up your day on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
To play here in the fourth quarter. Dixie with an 11-point lead, 55-44 over East Central. Every time East Central gets it down to 7 or 8 points, three-point made basket, gets it back up to double digits. That's kind of been the theme in the second half.
Yeah, Dixie Heights able to get through that pressure and good ball movement, able to find the open player. Count them 11 three-pointers now in the game.
Teaming in there to help with the pressure. And Baker, the lead guards, they get it into the front court. Under three to play. Central's got to have some quick offense and dribble handoff on the right wing. And Baker runs into Pelfrey. It's a blocking foul.
Pelfrey second. That's six against the team.
Well, at least East Central is working their way towards the bonus. Again, time is the friend of Dixie. Teaming with it. She'll hand it off to Trable. Trable's going to go one-on-one, perhaps no. Passes to Black. Baker in the corner. Had a little room for a three. It is long. Rebound goes to Dixie. They advance it into the front court. Zinski in the corner. Passes it to the top of the key to the trailing Pelfrey. Dribble drive, nothing there. Deflection lands in the arms of Thielen. Baker nearly steals the ball at midcourt. But to no avail. Berman dribbling with it. It's going towards the basket. Flips it into the corner.
Risky pass.
I think she was losing the ball and just happened to flip it up in the air. Found her teammate. Dealing with it now. Back to Brooks. We're at 2 minutes to play. And Tiemann's going to commit a foul. As East Central's just looking to extend this game a little bit.
And the bench calling for that foul right there to stop the clock.
Damon will check out. Caitlin Dick back into the game. Sideline out of bounds. Brooks looking to inbound. And gets it into Thielen, who's met by Caitlin Dick right near midcourt. They got her in a perfect trap area. And a smart timeout from the Dixie Heights sideline. Is a full timeout. Timeouts once again presented by Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, beaconortho.com. At the Ivy Tech Community College Stats Report and the Seek Shot Survey coming up on the Manchester Metals 48 post game show. We'll also take a final checkup of our Hag Ford keys to the game. 1:52 to go. 11-point lead for Dixie over East Central. At this point, looks like time's going to run out on this comeback.
East Central just ran into a hot shooting Dixie Heights team. We'll see the percentages here at the end of the game, but shot near 50% there in the first half and continue that here in the second.
Now, both of these teams are very good. And what good teams do to you when you're trying to come from behind, every time you get a little bit closer, good teams get it right back to where it was. And that's how it's been the whole second half. Still 1:52 to go. I've seen crazier things happen in high school basketball. If you're East Central, you got to start creating some turnovers and getting some quick baskets. You want to have a realistic chance of overtime. That might be the best-case scenario with 1:52 left. Pass into the backcourt, and Baker will foul Elkins.
Not who East Central wanted to commit that foul as Baker picks up her fourth now.
Coming into tonight's game, Elkins was 1 of 15 from 3. That must have been a misprint online because she's nailed 3 threes here this evening, and they also have her at a 37% free throw shooter, which may be true after that miss right there. Rebound goes to Baker. East Central needs something quick. Crossover dribble. Spin dribble by Baker. Gets into the paint, and a lot of contact there. Lainey Baker going to earn her way to the free throw line. It is a shooting foul, so she will shoot two with the time stopped at 1:40.
Saying it was a misprint or Dixie Heights pulling a fast one on the scouting report?
Maybe. This doesn't seem right after watching her shoot the ball. Yes, she made a few, but if you just watch her shoot, she's going to Got a nice shot.
Yeah.
Speaking of nice shot, Lainey Baker knocks down a couple free throws. She's made 8 free throws. Marley Davis in for Caitlin Dick. Josie Trable's going to check out as well. Bailey Enzinger's in there.
Got some people in there to commit fouls.
And they got a trap, almost. Kaczynski was able to find Berman, who gets it in the front court, skips it across court to Brooks. Now Kaczynski, they don't want to foul her. That's
Baker was yelling, I can't, I got 4.
That was another thing. I thought maybe Baker would come out of the game there with the 4 fouls.
Yeah, Trable's only has one.
But knowing the scouting reports, Kaczynski not who you want to put on the free throw line. She shoots it at 86%. And on cue, knocks down the free throw. She scored 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Looking for number 8 here. And nothing but net. Back up to an 11-point lead for Dixie, 57-46. Approaching a minute to play, Lainey Baker takes it the length of the floor, couldn't get it to go. Kept alive by Enzinger. Step back 3 for Trable off the front iron.
I think it might have been tipped.
And Berman runs it down. And she's going to end up being fouled. And she just flipped that ball over her head into the front court. She had a teammate down there, but she wouldn't have known that. So Arnold's going to pick up her second. Berman will go to the line. Also an excellent free throw shooter at 87%. Also want to say congratulations to her. Eclipsed the 1,000-point career mark earlier this season. She knocks down the free throw. 12-point lead now with 1:10 to play. And make it another for Berman. Trable gets it into Baker, gets the pass back. Crossover dribble. Step back 3, left of the circle, off the heel. No good. Elkins with the rebound and fouled by Caitlin Dick. That is going to send Elkins to the line. The double bonus. 10th team foul against DC. First free throw. Off the back rim. No good. As impressive as Elkins has been from the 3-point line, 0 for 2 from the free throw line.
Maybe that's the stat.
I will.
The free throw stat.
Maybe. There's a chance I looked at it wrong, but she splits the pair there. It's 60-46. Kaczynski comes up with a steal. Now Berman with it. And Dick's going to come over and foul Berman, send her back to the free throw line. So just padding some stats now if you're Berman. He's had an excellent night. Now got 18 points on that made free throw.
as Trable and Baker are going to come out. Their night's going to be done. Berman nails another free throw, and we're going to see Nick Yancey the bench.
JV players involved.
We're going to have Whitney Reagan, Hope Miller, Rodham Poots. Checking into the game. Avery Moore out there as well. Caitlin Dick finally gets open for a three. Misses that one. Rebound to Dixie. It's going to be Hope Miller with it. And advances the ball ahead. That's Reagan. Whitney Reagan is going to lay it up and in. Anna Black, top of the key. Arnault swings it around to Caitlin Dick. Dick's going to try a three from the wing. No good. Rebound goes to Arnault. Dick will try another three from the other wing. No good. And time expires. And Dixie Heights comes away with the 64-46 win over the East Central Lady Trojans. We'll come back and put a bow on this game with the Manchester Metals 48 post-game show on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Hi, this is Rob Sigg from Sigg Surveying. We are celebrating 20 years in business this year. I would like to personally thank all of our past and current customers for their business. I would also like to thank our dedicated employees for their professional and friendly services they provide for our customers. I am truly thankful and look forward to you calling Sigg Surveying. Please call us at 812-623-6700. 812-623-6700.
Boardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, boardway.com.
Hello, Dearborn County. Flu season is upon us, and now is the time to receive your annual flu vaccine from the Dearborn County Health Department. Each season brings a new and different strain. If you were vaccinated earlier in the year, it's imperative that you receive your vaccine again to prevent you from getting the flu this season. Please call the DCHD to learn more or schedule an appointment, as many services are provided off-site. The DCHD strives to get you in swiftly and offers many options to meet your needs. Call 537-8843.
Get vaccinated, Dearborn County!
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermo heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermo systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Manchester Metals 48 in Sunman is where you need to go to bring your quality-built Graber Post Buildings pole barn or barn dominium to life. Schedule a free consultation. Pick from 28 different colors, including camouflage, live pricing, and delivery to your door within a week, including instructions all the way down to the last screw. They can even find someone to build it for you and provide you with a quote to take to the bank. Make your pole barn or barn dominium a reality at Manchester Metals 48, designing your dreams with the Graber Post Buildings advantage.
Hey, it's Jeremy working with you 10 until 2 right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
This is the Manchester Metals 48 post-game show. Metal roofing and siding supplied by Graver Post Buildings in 31 colors, including camouflage. ManchesterMetals48.com, Dixie Heights 64, East Central 46. Bill, how about a final checkup of our Hag Ford keys to the game?
Yeah, we talked about it pre-game. Simple keys to the game, shooting, and we'll go through some stats. But as you heard all night, Dixie Heights did a great job shooting the ball tonight, especially from long range.
Yep, a lot of made threes for Dixie. That's your Hag Ford keys to the game. Stop by the dealership on US 50 in Greendale. Get your keys to a brand new Ford today, hagfordsales.com. How about that Sieg shot survey?
Yeah, we said the stats, shooting-wise, especially Dixie Heights overall for the game, shooting 52% compared to the 39% of the Lady Trojans. Dixie Heights getting it done, especially from long range. Finished the game 11 for 24, 46% from shooting behind the arc.
Really, really good. That's your Sieg shot survey. Presented by Sieg Surveying, specializing in land surveying, construction layout, site design, and land consulting, SiegLandSurveying.com. Your individual scoring tally for this evening, the Ivy Tech Community College stats report for East Central, leading all scorers, Josie Trable with 23, Lainey Baker with 14, Emily Klim with 5, and Addison Arnault with 4. For the victorious Dixie Heights Lady Colonels, 19 points for Samantha Berman, 16 for Ella Stuzinski, 14 for Aubrey Elkins, 9 for Abby Thielen, and 2 each for Coralie Pelfrey, Whitney Reagan, and Bella Crawford, 64-46. The final. Take your next steps at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg-Batesville, your hometown college. Don't forget about Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. Wardway fuels star of the game. I think for East Central, Josie Trable with 23 points, just a little bit above her average, was fantastic throughout the night. Just not a lot of scoring help. Lainey Baker had a nice night, but it was kind of just those two for East Central. But Josie, Wardway fuels star of the game. For over 40 years, Wardway fuels. Start as your local propane and home heating oil provider. The fast delivery to your business or home, wardway.com. And we do want to mention Samantha Berman for Dixie Heights, their star of the game with 19 points. So there you have it. We thought this would be a good contest. I think it was for most of the game. It was just the hot shooting at Dixie. East Central just couldn't quite catch up.
Yeah, I thought, you mentioned it earlier, these two teams match up athletically pretty well. The difference tonight, the three-point shooting, 18% is what East Central finished, 3 out of 17 for long range, and 11 out of 24 for Dixie Heights is the difference in the ballgame.
So for East Central going forward, they now have 4 games remaining on their regular season schedule. They fall to 13-8. They'll be at Talawanda on Saturday, another tough opponent coming from the state of Ohio, and then at Lawrenceburg next week. If they win that game, they guarantee themselves a share of the EIAC title. They'll be at home against Bedford North Lawrence on January 21st, a team that they'll likely have to go through in the Class 4 tournament if they get out of the sectional to get where they want to go. And then they will end it at home on January 26th against Connersville. Should they win those last two EIAC games, they will be the outright champion, and it would be the third year in a row taking the conference title. But the East Central team, certainly very, very talented, and now has their mindset on winning the conference and, getting a good draw in the sectional, which not so sure how that's going to look because their sectional tough this year with Franklin, Columbus North, Columbus East, Shelbyville, and Whiteland. And the draw coming up on January 22nd, you'll be able to witness that on the IHSAA website. So one final time, 64-46, East Central falls here at Dixie Heights. They'll try to redeem themselves on Saturday at Talawanda. Appreciate you tuning in to Hometown Sports this evening from Dixie Heights High School. For Bill Smith, I'm Double T Travis there. Thanks so long and good night.